Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. We have an exciting guest as always. We have Christina Shea with us. She is the founder and CEO of Blue Skies Life, and also she's a burnout coach, which is, something that I'm starting to hear. People are now like, there's burnout coaches, and so for a good reason. And as technology advances, our workload advances. And so, and also skill sets now are becoming like you constantly, like I think the skill sets, I just read an article, the skill sets that were, needed like a year ago, you have to upgrade, right? So it's like our society is just getting faster and faster. So I can see why now burnout coaches are popping up to help, people deal with this. It's a real, real issue. Before we dive deep with
Yes,
Christina,
it
it is, yeah, and Christina's gonna like fill us in. Before we dive deep with Christina, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for active, creative wear leggings, crystals, including sage, aromatherapy diffusers, natural essential oils, all natural facial masks, all natural deodorants, and much, much more organic self-care goodies at happybeingwell.com. Use code podcast25 for 25% off all leggings and free shipping in the USA. So, Christina, welcome to the Happy Being Well podcast. And yeah, so I know you're like excited to talk about burnout. You just were speaking with Elena Cardone, you were saying
Yeah,
earlier.
honestly,
That's
yes. Actually, I'm a brand ambassador for her as well for 10X Ladies and 10X. She has a program really building an empire, which is a whole other topic, but really my purpose is to build healthy, wealthy women. And I'm actually coming out with a podcast shortly, but I'm very passionate about elevating women in health. And I'm in a similar vein. So Blue Skies Life and Beauty is really about wellness, sustainable products, plant-based products. And I also specialize with CBD products in terms of skincare and gummies and wellness as well, because it was one of my healing tools. So the reason I'm so passionate about burnout is because I worked in the corporate, America for like, gosh, I don't know, 20 years. And I wouldn't say I still am involved in corporate very much. However, in a different context, and I really, created my own, designed my own life. That's why I call it Blue Skies Life. But I've also was widowed twice. So all of that sort of came to a culmination where I actually collapsed in the financial district over 10 years ago in Toronto here, and I was rushed to the hospital and diagnosed with a multitude of health issues that were really exacerbated and brought on by stress and lack of sleep. So I'm so passionate about for because women were so stretched in many different areas. We're expected by society to be the perfect mom, the amazing career woman. We're supposed to be in shape and look perfect. There is so much stress on us to be everything to everyone, and we forget about looking after ourselves. So I'm a big advocate for self-care. Obviously, I have beautiful products and so on that can help support that, but it's also about just the mindset and educating yourself on how, really that you have to take care of yourself first, put your own oxygen mask on first. And so I'm very, very much passionate about burnout because it is a real health issue. That's like to me, that's the real pandemic right now. Especially as we are emerging out of COVID, we're been on Zoom, like we are 24/7 practically, and even available more so potentially to some of your, whoever is employed with, especially large organizations, your cell phone, you have the Zoom, you have all access. And I feel like there has to be some, boundaries for our personal life, our wellness, and wellness is an active pursuit. So it is not a state of being necessarily. Yes, it is a state of being, but it's also an active pursuit, and that's putting on boundaries and reevaluating yourself along the way. So I really wanted to talk about burnout because I believe it's like I'm trying to pull up the stat here, but this is just a recent stat from Deloitte, actually. 53% of women, I'm going to be talking about women here in particular because I feel like we do bear the brunt of a lot of this. 53% say our stress levels are higher than they were over a year ago, and 46% feel burned out. And some people, they don't know what stress and burnout are. They're two different things, but they do go hand in hand. So, and 33% have taken work, time off work for mental health challenges. And as we're, as we were coming out of COVID, and now there's so much more demand. And now we have this, a stressor of, the inflation and, loss of jobs and so on. So I think it's even mounting more and more. So I think it's really important that we do have this dialogue.
I totally agree. Burnout is like becoming more and more popular in terms of people like searching for. Yeah, I didn't even know about burnout. It was even a real thing until 2018. Like people were like talking about it. I remember I was like in a like one of those after hours like employee. We would all go out to like do something as a team, and someone had mentioned that they had been burnt out and they needed like prior to joining this company that. And so I was like, huh. And I never really, I just never knew, and I didn't really know it was a real thing, like that people were like really suffering from this and they needed to like seriously take a time out. Like they literally couldn't get out of bed or even like function properly, and it affected their mood. So how do people deal with burnout? It like how do they deal?
Yeah, there are so many components of that. Obviously, it's to me an active healing process. But first, I'll just explain a little bit what burnout is. So, I mean, I call it burnout. I'm talking about women also. I talk about mom burnout as well because they do go hand in hand, and obviously career. But really, it's chronic stress and physical exhaustion that's related to really it could be relentless caregiving or work demands. And as moms, we have all of those things, including even elderly parents. But burnout is exceedingly high for women, especially those with careers, because we don't often we are always saying yes to everyone, including our bosses and being available and, obviously our spouses and our children. And so at the end of the day, there's nothing really left for us. And I mean, I'm going to talk about just so what does it feel like? Some people like, oh, yeah, it is definitely stress. But really what is important to note is that stress, as we kind of know it, we have to complete that stress cycle. And that's what causes burnout, because for stress and all the, the adrenaline, I call them the stress juices, cortisol are released. And it used to be a survival tactic for us to really live another day. Like, talking about, I use the analogy of like being a cave woman being chased by a saber-toothed tiger, right? So all those juices would come into your body because you were meant to run and, basically have tunnel vision and have like really a survival mindset. And then, you survived that day, maybe you celebrated with your fellow, your tribe or whatever, and you're happy and it closed that stress cycle. But now we never really close that stress cycle often because we are constantly stressed by different things. We take our work home with us. We are worrying about everything. There's, a lot of mental conditions that are exacerbated through work and at home. And really what it feels like is a depletion of empathy and compassion, not only for others, but for yourself even. And you're just extremely tired. You have no passion about anything. You don't even feel like getting up half the time. Sometimes just getting up in the morning is half the battle. And you have difficulty concentrating, irritability, outbursts of anger. These are just some of the symptoms. And that obviously affects your home life and your marriage. And so all these things start to compound. And before you know it, you've got, I call it a cluster F. I don't want to swear on your podcast, but yeah, cluster F of a lot of things going on. And I always say, these stress responses were initially made to help us survive, but they are slowly now killing us because it activates a flood of neurological and hormonal chemicals, as I just mentioned, but they never really turn off. So it's like having a hormonal kind of alarm on all the time. So imagine if you were listening to the alarm at your house, just going, like constantly, just never stopping. Well, that's what's happening to your body, and that will age your body. And it'll also, mentally, emotionally, physically, every which way. But so we have to learn to complete that stress cycle. And that's a really hard thing. But the most two and most important things, I know we don't have a lot of time, is really sleep and exercise. Sleep, I used to say I would die or I would sleep when I die. And when I got picked up by the ambulance and brought to the hospital, my doctor did say, you will die if you don't sleep. And sleep is where we recharge, obviously, our bodies, our skin. I just turned 50 years old this past week. And, I do take care of myself now, but I never really did. And when I got sick, it exacerbated into my skin. I had eczema. I had every single thing that you could possibly go wrong in my face, cystic acne, all of these things. And they were exacerbated because I was so sick on the inside, even though I looked supposedly fit and physically well. I mean, I wasn't inside. I wasn't feeling good about myself, but only I was also physically unwell. So it's really key to get that sleep. I do the comparison with our iPhone. We take really great cares of our whether it's Android or we charge it at night. We make sure we have charge. And you notice that sometimes our mood is, I would say, aligned with the battery charge of our phone. You're like, oh, I need to get more charge. Well, your body's the same way. So you really need to charge yourself at night. You need to make sure you have enough charge to get through your day the next day. And if you haven't charged your phone, you know, you're probably at 50% or less, even depending on how much you used it the day before. So your body, think of it like that, because it's a very simple analogy that I use and people get it because we always try to maximize our time, but we are human beings. We are physical. And if we are depleting ourself, then we're not going to have much to give to others. And that's how I also discovered CBD, because it helped me sleep, it helped with my anxiety. It's a non-psychoactive cannabinoid. I have a science degree in cannabis. So it also helped with my skin because it's a powerful anti-inflammatory. So sleep. And another one that I would say, I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time for exercise, but it doesn't have to be hardcore. But it is really, to me, the one of the first lines of attack and burnout. It can be something fun, definitely walking, you know, but get your heart rate up, get your breathing up. Basically, exercise is a way of telling your body that you almost did basically survive that stress trigger, just like you would be if you were chasing, being chased after that saber-toothed tiger. So it's the same idea. So it's really that, make sure, whether it's dancing in your living room, it could be dancing in your living room. It could be doing, going to the gym. It could be doing, dance, like just dance classes for that matter, something that's fun. And make sure you do, 20 to 60 minutes a day. It could be yoga. I do a lot of yoga. There's power yoga. There's, yin yang yoga. It's really letting your body know that it's a safe place to live in now, because those stress chemicals are now purged from your body because you have done some form of exercise and breathing, of course. So especially when you suffer from burnout, you have anxiety and depression can come along with these. So just learning to slow down your breaths. I have a tendency to talk fast and go fast. And sometimes I have to slow myself down and I have to be aware of myself. And it's not today I'm burnt out and tomorrow I'm going to be better. It's definitely going to take some time and rest and exercise and learning to just slow down your breath, regulate that stress response that's coming in, and eating well, that's another thing, and getting out in nature. So those are some of my top tips. Like if a lot of us live in cities and so on, and we're, stuck around concrete jungles, walking around and, going to work in that hustle and bustle and public transportation. But there is so much to be said about just going out in nature. Some people are talking about grounding now, or earthing, they call it, walking barefoot. Just make sure it's safe surface, but or forest bathing. I like calling it forest bathing. It produces, in the forest, there's a lot more oxygen and it'll increase your oxygen levels, which will help also decrease your stress and help you unplug from everything that might be going on in your day. And there's been studies to actually prove this, that it definitely does significantly reduce your cortisol levels, which is one of the stress juices that I call them. And diminishes, basically the sympathetic nerve activity and decreases your blood pressure and heart rate. So make sure you take those walks. Go out with your kids even, or go out by yourself. Sometimes you just need time to yourself too, and that's okay. And I use CBD a lot for my own skincare routine, because inflammation is a big thing as well. So when you are stressed out, inflammation starts to occur within your body and outside on your skin and so on. So you wake up puffy, or those are signs of, stress, toxins, pollutants, even artificial fragrances, things like that. You talked about, you have some natural products as well. So being very aware of that and educating yourself. And if you're feeling like you're on that edge of burnout, you can't just keep pushing. Ask for help, set your boundaries. I think learning to delegate, even if it's at home, but especially at work, you can't do everything. And as women, we seem to think that we have the responsibility to do everything on our own. But even as entrepreneurs, I'm an entrepreneur. I joined a group just recently called the Mom Link, where you have a lot of support from other entrepreneurial women, but so groups and so on, and friends and people from your circle, and keeping, I would say, non-toxic people as well. So non-toxic products, non-toxic people, and non-toxic thinking. So those would be my top sort of things to really think about, if that helps really clarify.
Yeah. So it's, the magic really lies in, it's really like a lifestyle. It's not like a one, hit wonder when it comes to these things. And I think that most people get tricked. It's so easy, because I've been there myself, working in corporate and coming back, exhaust. There's the commute that's, you know, can drain you in itself, and the work itself, you know, it's very mentally demanding. And then you have other chores to do when you get home. The perception seems like, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, chill out in bed, maybe like veg to something on Netflix or whatever, just kind of watch something, because you're not, that which doesn't require any effort, because you don't have to think for yourself. You're just, you know, going into hypnosis based on whatever program is being presented in front of you. But you know, it doesn't, you know, I feel like, to me, that's really like, of course we all need to be entertained from time to time, but just relying on that as some kind of recharge is kind of, it's not really a real full recharge, right? So because you're not really going within, you're just watching something on the screen, it's external. I mean, then you're getting radiation from the screen, whether it's the computer screen or the TV screen. And you're not in nature. So it's just, to me, it's kind of like a little trick. I mean, it's like we think we're resting and recharging, but if that's the only go-to and we're not incorporating other mechanisms that really fuel us, especially for me, I'm a big advocate with going within, because that's where, you know, we can tap into our intuition, our inner self, especially slowing down the mental chatter, because that can be very, very exhausting and taxing in itself. So, you know, that's why it's so, you know, the default for most people is just turn the screen on, and, you know, your inner chatter will become the chatter on the screen. You know, you're just replacing it with whatever is going to hijack your brain for the moment, right? So you're not going to produce it. And then also too, you got to keep in mind, whatever you're watching is going to start to become, it can become a part of your subconscious programming. So you have to be careful too of what you're mentally consuming as well. You know, if you're constantly mentally consuming, you know, negative entertainment, that's sending negative messages, you may adopt those as your own, you know, or what have you. So we really do have to, it's really all about becoming mindful and expanding your self-awareness through mindfulness practices, and really being mindful of what we're exposing ourselves to on all levels, you know, people, what we're watching, what we're hearing, what we're putting on our skin, you know, what we decide to do with our free time. You know, are we going to take that hike? Are we just going to go for that walk? You know, are we going to invest in personal development? Are we going to start learning how to meditate? So these are choices too. And so it really starts off with education, and then you kind of take it from there.
Exactly. I so agree with you. It does come from within. And I talk a lot about wellness and beauty. And to me, it's a beautiful inside out. And here I initially looked healthy and, you know, whatever, you know, just before I turned 40. And but meanwhile, inside I was, you know, I had a brain cyst. I also almost had a stroke on the way to the hospital. So you do, it's not just the physical, but those physicals are symptoms of what's happening within, basically your mind and what's your outer environment, and the people that, or the cultivation of your inner environment too. Cause my company is called Blue Skies Life for a reason. Because you create your own climate inside your mindset, right? And blue skies always represent optimism, hope, but also like limitless, right? So after I lost both my husbands, it was always been a talisman of mine. So I really think that's important. Your mindset is extremely important, and surrounding yourself with other people that are supportive and elevate you and have a growth mindset. A lot of people, you know, they're always, everything's negative, and you are so right about Netflix, because if you're consuming a lot of, depressing material or so on, it starts to become part of your psyche, or even violence and so on. And there's a lot of that on Netflix right now. It's nothing wrong with watching that once in a while, like whatever program you want. But if you are going to take a walk and you want to double down on something, get an Audible, listen to that, put some positive, you know, messaging, whether it's entrepreneurial, whether it's mindfulness, whatever that is, or sometimes you just want silence and you can listen to the trees. And I think there's something to be said about silence for yourself. I mean, we are bombarded with, you know, technology and communication 24/7. And sometimes we should just learn to turn it off. It's too much, and our distractions are so many. And, Yeah, we're not taking time to really learn about who we are. And saying no, you know, is self-care to me, because you're saying yes to yourself. So setting those boundaries and saying, yes, you know, I need to take time for me, whether it's that quiet walk, or saying no to mom guilt. Like if you're a mom, I mean, so many moms were like, oh, we're guilty because, you know, you feel guilty not spending enough time here with your kids or this or that. But you're spread too thin, and you can only be successful when you are, you know, happy, like, and you are well. If you're not well, you're not going to be able to take care of yourself. My doctor actually said, because I was so busy trying to create financial stability for my daughter and I working, mm-hmm. like I literally slept only 3 hours a night for gosh, like maybe 15 years.
Oh my God.
I was doing university. Yeah, I was doing university courses. I was working a full-time job plus doing my consulting. I mean, it's good to be passionate, but I was teaching fitness on top of this. I look back and I don't know even how I did that. I mean, yeah, it was not, you know, obviously people are like, oh, they thought I was, but also I wasn't wanting to deal with, sometimes we don't want to deal with our traumas, right? So I had traumas from losing my husband and so on. So sometimes being busy, or, you know, too busy, I will say, like just putting yourself too thin, it's a way to not deal with things. But I also have changed that word busy to passionately or enthusiastically engaged. So if you have a project that you're passionate about, like your company or sustainability or things, it's great to have a purpose. And I think from being burnt out, all of a sudden nothing matters anymore, because you've put yourself so far over the edge that you're just like depleted, like you're just like a deflated little balloon lying there, and you need to find your air again and fly again and be up, you know, in those blue skies. So when you find your purpose, whether that's, you know, maybe elevating other women, maybe it's about purely sustainable products, maybe it is your children right now, your purpose can always change. But if you go back to that, that will help you. And you don't have to have all the answers right now. It can just be, you know, I want to feel healthy again. I want to be happy again. And laughter is the best medicine, I like to say. So surround yourself around amazing, positive people. If you are going to watch something on Netflix, try to find something that's either educational or makes you laugh. And, you know, I think it's so key to also be aware of our environments, because that'll take you down, whether it's your work, but it's the people too, and what you're consuming in terms of content.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And also too, so, this, you know, when we're exposed to the screen so much too, it's really straining on our eyes and mm-hmm. our mind. It really is. I actually adopted Blu-ray glasses. I'm not sure if you're wearing that right now. But I should wear it for the pod. Whenever I had the podcast, I don't wear them because I want to look cool. I don't want to have the glasses on. But when I'm working, I'm always having the Blu-rays. But I definitely need the downtime from screen time, because, you know, even though I use Blu-rays when I'm working, because it is straining not only on our eyes, but our eye sockets are attached to our brain. So it's also mentally straining. It can exhaust us. So we definitely need that time away from screen time. So that's where, you know, just going, even if it's like your front porch or, you know, your front lawn or your backyard, like that's still nature, you know, just going out there. And it's so easy. Yeah, you're so right. It's so easy to get caught up in, you know, technology, especially today. You can do so much online, you know, literally everything. Like we don't even need to leave the house anymore. You know, you order groceries online, you know, we can now network online. Like it's all like we're really entering the 3D. What is it? Not 3D. Well, pretty soon.
Metaverse.
Yeah. Metaverse. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it will become 3D at some point where we're going to be seeing each other in holographs. Right. Soon, like that's probably going to be our future. So, you know, so we really need to be cognizant of the downtime and how to use our time, and listening to podcasts like this is a first step. And also too, obviously, I have Happy Being Well podcast, but I listen to other podcasts because I mainly listen to it on audio because it's not, I don't have to look at a screen where it can strain my eyes. I sometimes can like lay down, and it's kind of like can be a form of meditation for me sometimes as I'm listening to one of my favorite podcasts or I'm listening it to outside to recharge, because it's kind of filling up your cup. It's inspiring you, giving you new ideas. And there's just something to be said, you know, with listening to two people having a conversation, or whether that be just be one person, It's just so different. You know, I think really podcasts took off so much just because it's really, for most podcasts, it's a conversation like you or I are having. And it's so different than just listening to, you know, going, I still love seminars, don't get me wrong, but it's a different way of getting your information because the seminar style, you know, you're having one person basically lecture at you. And this is a different form of getting your information. You're just literally hearing a conversation between two. It's like kind of like being a fly in the wall, which is kind of cool, of a conversation. So yeah, I loved everything that you said. And I loved how you like, you know, you packed everything all in within like a 25 or 30 minute time span, which is pretty impressive. Not many people can do that. So we covered how we get burnt out, what is burnt out, and we discussed some remedies and how to get over burnout and how to adopt a lifestyle to avoid burnout, so that you can recharge on a daily basis and take the time out for yourself, do self-care. We covered a lot. We even covered about CBD, you know, so where can people find you to learn?
Yeah, they can follow me. I'd love to have you connect with me, whether, you know, they can DM me as well. But Blue Skies Life on Instagram now. Blue Skies is spelled blue and then SKYS with a Y, life. I spell it with a Y because it's all about your why. So Blue Skies Life on Instagram. I'm found on LinkedIn, Christina with a K, KRISTINA, Shea like the butter, SHEA on LinkedIn. You can also find my website. I have two websites, blueskieslife.com, which is sustainable non-CBD products, and then blueskiesbeauty.com, which you can find the skincare. And there's some exciting new products coming out this year just before Christmas. So there'll be some pet products, some lash and brow products, and also some wellness and nutraceutical all coming out. And most of these will contain CBD, but some non-CBD as well. They're really just plant-powered, plant-based, and it helps with not only, you know, pain and inflammation, but also can help create some calm in your life. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, don't get burnt out by trying to fix burnout either. When you're trying to change something in your life, the best advice I can say is start with one thing first. And I would say that first thing I should be sleep. You know, as soon as you kind of start to create that pattern, and then you can start introducing other things like exercise if you aren't already, but really start introducing them step by step and rewiring your brain. It's still a constant process for me to create new habits. So you start stacking the new habits upon the ones you're building to create a better life, a blue skies life. And that's, I'm trying to think anywhere else. You can find my email too, probably on Clubhouse and so on. So I'm on Clubhouse under Christina Shea or Blue Skies Life. You can find me there as well, which I think is where we met. I think, I'm not sure initially. So it's a great platform to connect with other like-minded people. So thank you so much. It's been such a great conversation.
Yeah. Thanks, Christina. Yeah, definitely. I think it was Clubhouse, and I'm also a member of the Mom Link as well. So that is how we got connected. So thanks so much for pouring into the Happy Being Well audience. And I thoroughly enjoyed listening to the conversation. And guys, all her links will be in the show notes that you can access Christina Shea. And thank you, Christina, and enjoy the rest of your day. And everybody else, love you all, and live happy being well.